All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up page Kuf Lamed Gimel. Just remember again, he's speaking over here in a fascinating section regarding the negative aspects of COVID, right? And how ultimately, again, a person who has a taiva for COVID, a desire for honor, such a desire becomes the fundamental undoing of an individual. He goes on, Kamahim Shemis Anin Berav. So mostly listen to this incredible idea. It says, how many people suffer in poverty because they won't take a job that they feel is beneath them because the employment that they are offered is an affront to their covet, to their honor, to their dignity. He goes on, he says, Yesh lecha, and I will say, this is my sin b'chol yom, where people go ahead and put their covet even before their own personal self-interests. So to us, it sounds crazy, right? How could you do that? Person has a choice between having some money, right, and having to do something a little bit beneath their dignity versus having no money but having your covet intact. Who would choose covet over money? And the answer is, plenty of people. We almost say, you know, a while ago, this is going back a number of years, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal, actually quite fascinating. This is managed going back a good number of years, maybe even 7-8 years ago, but it stuck with me. It was so there was one of these boutique investment firms that did not have a particularly good year. They didn't have a good year. So the end of year bonuses were a bit schwach. So they had a great job. So they didn't give out bonuses that year. But what did they do? They gave everyone new titles. New titles. You're the director of this. You're the senior vice president of office supplies. You know, they gave everyone titles. So you want to hear the you want to hear the crazy thing? The crazy thing is that when they conducted a survey, an internal survey of employee satisfaction, it skyrocketed after that year. So, which is an incredible, incredible idea that somehow they made people happy with titles, even though they didn't get money, right? Financially, things remained the same, but they got covered. They got covered. They're both saying, that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. But it's incredibly telling about how important COVID is to us and how sometimes even when faced with a decision between money, between livelihood and COVID, sometimes people will still choose COVID. So the Ramchal says, how many times does it happen that a person is undergoing difficult financial times and again, they're offered an opportunity, but they feel the opportunity is beneath their station, beneath their dignity, and they'll pass on it. And you'll say, what? You have a choice between having parnasa versus having dignity and COVID. It's not dignity, it's the wrong word. COVID, right? And you go ahead and you choose your COVID. Says Ramchal, it sounds crazy, but people do it. V'yoser, yirtzu bevatala hamavia l'dei shimum v'lidei zima. And so as we'll say, people even choose batala. We'll say, you know, this even contemporarily, this is a challenge, even in certain segments of the from community, where sometimes for whatever the reason, going to work is stigmatized. It's something negative. And so people live in poverty. They don't have to live in poverty. They don't have to live in poverty. They have the opportunity. But again, the notion of a ben Torah, or the notion, and again, not making generalizations, but it's a challenge that has to be understood, where sometimes, again, a person is forced into poverty because if they work, it goes ahead and somehow impacts their covet, their dignity, their standing. Says the Ramchal, craziness, craziness. How could a person allow that to happen to themselves? And again, sometimes they will say, again, without work, a person gets themselves into all kinds of trouble. Shimum, we'll say shimum literally means insanity, right? Insanity, you know, kind of after the way you feel after a protracted family vacation. And so I'll say, yeah, you're yearning for work, right? Put me back to work, right? Just let me do, I'll do anything at this point in time. Zima, immorality. We'll say a person with too much time on their hands gets themselves into all kinds of trouble. Gezel, theft. V'lidei kol gufei averus, shelo lahashpil ma'alasam ulahavzos kodah hamaduma. And a person gets themselves into all this whole mess. Why? Covet, because it's beneath my dignity, it's beneath my station to do certain things. It's not bakovedik for me to do this. Not by kavadik for you to do this. First of all, again, who went ahead and said you deserve so much kavod? Right? Who says you need so much kavod? And sometimes it's not about your kavod, but it's ultimately, again, about getting the job done in life. V'amnam, chachaminu zichronim libracha, asher harunu v'hidri chunu tamid b'dachya emes, amru, ehavis hamalacha, usnas harabonus. We'll say that's what Chazal said in Pirkei Avos, a very important teaching. Love work. People sometimes misunderstand this to mean love work and hate rabbanim. Snaus rabbanus doesn't mean hate rabbanim. Snaus rabbanus, we'll say in this context, means covered, right? Lofty positions. Love work and despise lofty positions. We'll say, or in other words, in life, it is so much better to be the person who gets the job done, even if no one knows your name, than to be the person where everyone knows your name, right? But lemaisa, you don't accomplish all that much. So be the person who's the worker. Be the person who's willing to roll up his sleeves. Be the person who's willing to get the job done. Don't worry about your covet. Don't worry about your reputation. Don't worry about who knows and who doesn't know what it is that you're doing. Ahavis hamalacha, usnas ha'abonis. Va'amru od, pshot, that was an incredible gemara. Pshot nevelta b'shuka, better to go ahead and skin carcasses of dead animals in the marketplace and never say, I am too great, I am too important. So I guess the profession of skinning carcasses in the marketplace wasn't exactly like the most bakavadic form of work. But yet, this is what Chazal is saying. Better to make an honest living, even skinning carcasses in the marketplace, and never say that honest work is beneath you. An incredible, incredible yisod. They will say, now again, it doesn't, obviously, we want to push ourselves to be successful, and want to push ourselves to perform at the level that we're capable of performing at. But lamaisa, what it means is, honest work is honest work. And never, ever say that honest work is beneath you. Because you're about to say, at the end of the day, making a difference, engaging in honest work, getting the job done, is so much more important than any kavod. Va'amru od, li'olam yavod adam avodashi zaralo, va'itzarech lebrius. We'll say another gemara, all incredible gemaras. Gemara says that a person should go ahead. This is actually interesting. There's a version of this gemara that says, li'olam yavod adam avodah zara. That's the first girsa in the Gemara, which literally translated means a person should rather worship Avodah Zarah than to have to rely on other people. To which the Gemara says, what? Right? What? A person should rather worship Avodah Zarah than rely on other people? No, the Gemara says, no. We mean Avodah Zarah in a different context. Li'olam ya'avod adam avodah shehi zara lo. Better for a person to do work that is alien to him. In other words, work that I feel is a bit beneath me, va'ayisarech lebrios, and not have to be dependent on other people. But at the end of the day, the greatest thing in life is self-sufficiency. That's the greatest gift, the greatest bracha in life, is to be able to stand on your own two feet. And sometimes in order to do that, it might your covet might take a hit, right? You might have to end up going ahead and doing things that you feel are not within your station, things that perhaps are a bit underperforming for you, things that are not as bakavadik. Better to stand on your own two feet. Better to do avoda shehi zara lo. Better to skin the carcasses in the shuk, in the marketplace, but to be able to stand on your own two feet. An incredible gemara. Klal advarim. So we'll say, we'll complete this section. The klal is, the general principle is, hakavid, hu min hamichsholos hayosi gedol mashal adam. Kavid, or better stated, the need for kavid, the need for honor, is one of the greatest obstacles that stand in front of man. The afshar lo, so also what this is saying is the quest for kavod is sometimes something, not sometimes, is something that is the greatest obstacle, prevents us from growth, prevents us from progressing. He goes on, he says, V'i afshar lo lihios eved ne'eman lekono, kolzman shuchas al kavod atzmo. It is impossible to be a true servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as long as I am preoccupied with my own covet. Ki al kolponim, yitztarich lema'it v'chvot shamayim mipnei sichlusa. Because also when a person becomes preoccupied with his own covet, so ultimately again, his covet becomes primary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet becomes secondary. Zehu ma shamar David HaMelech alav shalom. Nekalosi od mizos vayisi shafal beinai. Va'kavod ha'amiti. Eino ela yidias ha'tzerbo. So you know, we'll stop over here. We'll finish. So again, we'll say, so at this point in time, the Ramchal has kind of completed discussing the negative aspects of kavod. Ultimately, again, discussing how it is an incredible stumbling block to personal growth. We'll do the end of the parak in Meretz Hashem tomorrow, where he discusses what true kavod is and where true kavod comes from. Shkoyach.